This What's Working with Cam Marston podcast is brought to you courtesy of Michelob Ultra Beer.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is going to be so cool. So very cool. I can promise you that. Welcome to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston. What's Working is the show designed to bring you workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends that are changing the workplace, the workforce, and the marketplace around us. The goal of the show is very simply to find some cutting edge ideas or some practices and some processes that when you hear about them, they'll make you excited. And maybe there's a part of this idea that you can adopt for your own self, your own family, your own life, your own business that will make you a little bit better at whatever it is that you do. Again, welcome. Happy to have you along. It was this partnership with Business Alabama. It was kind of this exchange, this handshake agreement that I made with the magazine that they would send me one of their stories every month and I would be able to go deep with them with one of these stories with the people that are interviewed in the stories that has led this one to my doorstep. And it's probably one of the coolest parts of my job is being able to find people like who you'll meet in a moment and hear and be in on something that's pretty cutting edge. So here it is. As I sit here in my home recording in this home studio that I've somewhat created for myself, don't think about flashing lights or anything. It's pretty rudimentary. This home has been remodeled. We bought it. We added the second floor to it. We added a garage with the second floor to it. Nearly every room in this house has been touched over the years that we've been here. We wanted this part of town, but the footprint that we initially bought was much too small for my family of six. So we made some significant investments and added upstairs and additional rooms, etc. While we did it, and while I was watching this happen, the roof of the house was off, and the contractors were scurrying all over this house as quickly as they could to get the upper stuff done so that they could put the roof off to hopefully prevent rain from soaking the interior of the house. What if you're able to add a second floor to a house without ever having to take the roof off until that second floor is fully finished? The shingles are on, the roof is built, the shingles are on, it's waterproof essentially. And once you've finished framing the second floor, you go then and take the roof off. How about that as an idea? Well, Cam, you may say, like I would have said until meeting our guests. Well, Cam, you may say, that's just not possible. That's not the way it works. We've got to tear the roof off in order to build on top of it. Not anymore. And that's the cool part of this show. And that's the cool part of what I get to do is meeting these people. The business is called Another Story. And I want you to go find it online when you can, when this interview is done, whenever you may be, anotherstory.com, and watch the videos of the technology that they've created. They're based in Birmingham. My guest is named Ben Strout. I'll have him on with me when we come back from break, talking about the idea, the patents that he has applied for so that the technology that he's invented that allows this to happen gets protected. He's in the early startup of this thing, and it's really, really very cool. I talked to him. He showed me as I was Zoom calling him a couple of weeks ago, the technology. He held it in front of the camera. Looks fairly simple, but it just doesn't exist out there, which is amazing. And then I started watching some of the videos and talking to him about how the process works. And I think, oh my goodness, how my life would have been different had I not had to rent a house for 2 years or however it took to get this house into the shape it's in, rent a house and all that kind of stuff, instead could just live in the home while the work is being done over me, while the new addition is being done over me. And that's certainly one of the features that Ben's going to talk about, is the ability to live in that home. Again, it's called Another Story. The guy is Ben Strout. And when we get back from break, I'm going to have him on the phone, and he's going to talk about some of the coolest new things that I've seen in construction. I'm not in that world, but the coolest new things and the potential that it offers. Fascinating. All right. Cool stuff. You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston. We'll be back after this break. I'll have on the phone with me Ben Strout, talking about his new technology, his new invention, and a life's changing stuff. We'll be right back.
This is Trey Langus with Transworld Business Advisors. I help business owners sell their businesses from mom and pop size to large mergers and acquisitions. We have a huge buyer database looking for quality businesses to buy right now. Confidentiality guaranteed. If you're a business owner considering an exit within the next few years, let's talk. Again, I'm Trey Langus. Find me at Transworld Business Advisors or Google my name.
You're listening to What's Working. On the line with me is Ben Strout. He's an architect. He's a general contractor and CEO of Strout Architecture and Another Story, a company that provides a unique solution for adding a second story to homes without displacement of the residents. This is Business Alabama. We have a collaboration with them that we go deep with one of the interviews in their magazine. And Ben and I caught up prior to getting on this call so I could better understand what he does. And Ben, it's cool. It's really cool. It's innovative and it's groundbreaking. Tell us, if you will, about Another Story, and then let's get into the weeds on this thing.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Cam. I've listened to some of your other podcasts and they're really good, and I'm honored to be part of what you guys are creating here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Another Story is a really an answer to a age-old question that people didn't even know they were asking, is, you know, how do you safely add a second story onto somebody's house? And we've done it the unsafe way forever, which is you rip the old roof off and frame back as fast as possible. And now we've come up with a better way. So with our patent pending system, you're able to add a second story on top of your house without having to move out, without having to disrupt your life. And it's the safest way to add the space that you want to your space.
So there's got to be an aha moment. And everybody, I guess, goes through this. The house that I'm sitting in right now, we removed the roof to add another story. And it was chaos and pandemonium while the roof was off, trying to get the framing in place to protect the contents of the house. You know, the walls, the floors, all that kind of stuff. And everybody probably says, there's got to be a way to do this without so much risk. But very few people are able to make that leap from there's got to be a way to here's how we do it. How did you make that leap?
The first time we did it, we didn't make that leap. And I think that's probably the reality for most people when they're trying to do this type of work, is you got to do it the wrong way first. The first one we did, we thought we were going to keep everything that was on the main level, and that did not happen. When we took the roof off, the rain came, and it came for about 2 weeks. It's as if we had summoned the rain gods
the roof off. No kidding. The poor homeowner.
Yeah, well, the poor contractor too, because you know, we took turns taking bites of the painful sandwich that we created for ourselves, where we had to redo the entire first floor as well.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So, you know, that project was a, you know, punch in the pocket, and that really was the first nail in the coffin of doing it the old way, because each time we did it after that, we figured out a little bit better way to do it, a little bit better way to do it. But then it was kind of like an aha. It was like, why are we taking the old roof off? That is our security. That is our safety in the process. we should leave it on as long as possible. And that was really the nighttime aha moment, was leave the roof on as long as possible.
Has it been tradition? So I don't know your world very much at all. Only as a customer of your world, is it tradition in adding another floor to a house that step one is to take the roof off? I mean, that would seem logical to me. The first thing we do is remove the roof so we can build on top of it.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like the logic. I mean, that was always the question. You know, everybody's like, how do you rip the roof off and frame back as fast as possible? And you said that you've been through this. You experienced the pandemonium, the chaos that ensues when you don't have a roof on your house.
Right.
It is a perilous state, like at best. And, you know, in Alabama, you know, we're one of the rainiest places in the United States. It is never a good idea to have a roof off of your house.
Right.
Like
right.
At any point in time, even in the dry season, it's like you don't know that it's not going to rain. You could get a pop-up shower, and the amount of damage that can come from a single pop-up shower is really hard to overestimate.
So there had to have been some skepticism from your first customers of this system that said, you know, Ben, I don't know. I've never seen anything like this. The building trade has been around for a long time. This is the way it's always been done. You're suggesting something really radical here, and we don't know what it's going to do to the interior of the house. Yes, we'll have the roof on, but maybe by building onto these current walls and adding the system, we create some headaches down the road. So what was the sale of this idea to your first customer like?
When it finally clicked, like how to do it the right way, it just was completely obvious to me. And so, you know, for me as a salesperson and as a architect and really an inventor at heart, it really wasn't a hard sell, because I can sell something if I believe in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is actually the way that you've always supposed to have been doing this. And when I saw what, like in my mind, I was like, oh, you don't have to take the roof off first. The answer is build the shell, build the entire shell, get it all the way in the dry, and then you take the roof off. And when that made sense, I was like, oh, you know, I was talking to my client that I was working on at their house at the time. I was like, this is going to be better. This is the way that we should have always done this. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I also didn't know that no one else had done it. And so that was really, very eye-opening, because I went looking for a solution like that. I was like, somebody else has had to have come up with something like this, and I couldn't find anything anywhere. I was like, okay, well, I might be onto something here.
So you've got patents being applied for on some of the technologies you've created, for the processes you've created. I want to talk about that. That sounds very interesting to me. But for those that are listening out there that do know how to work with their hands, the only tool I know how to use is my cell phone to call people that know how to use tools. For the people out there that do know how to work with their hands and are trying to picture this, give them, and by the way, folks, if you're listening, his website, anotherstory.com, will show you this in time-lapse photography that is really cool. But give me some, Ben, if you would, some of the technical details on this process, if you will.
So any good framer that's worth his salt will be able to execute this system pretty readily. It's not that divergent from the traditional framing methods that people use. It's just a different sequence of events. So basically, historically, what they've done is rip the old roof off, put the new floor system in, and then built the shell on top of the new floor system. We've flipped the sequence of events. Now we install the perimeter girder that holds the roof and ceiling joists. Only once all of that is fully intact and buttoned up tight, completely watertight, roof is on, do we then remove the old roof, build a new floor in. So we're just flip-flopping the sequence of events, and in doing so, removing all risk and all liability to the lower section of the house.
What was that device that you showed me in our Zoom call as we were preparing for this interview? Is a metal thing that you went to the back room and came back and said, this is it, this is the key?
Yep.
Tell me about that.
That is, we call it the Householder Jack, and it is now available for purchase for people, but they have to use our proprietary system to do it. So we basically have some training that's involved and this jack that's involved. And the jack is the patented device that we use to actually support the weight of everything that we're building up above the roof. And step one, when we get to site, is we actually cut holes at about 8-foot increments around the perimeter of the house and set these plates on the top of the first floor wall, the load bearing wall, and install pipes out through the roof. And then we flash it just like you would a plumbing vent and put these saddles on top. And that's all part of this jack system. And the saddles are what hold the weight of the entire second story system. And that's what allows us to build the shell up over the top of the house. And it's kind of hard to describe in just words, but if you take a look at the time lapse on our website, you get a good feel for it.
Yeah. So these devices that you're talking about, these jacks and these saddles, et cetera, do they remain a part of the house? Or once you get the framing done and the load bearing walls are now carrying the new upstairs, do you remove them?
They are technically removable. The way that it works with our insurance and everything like that, we generally tell people to leave them in place because they're a single use device for liability and for, you know, structural integrity. We don't want them being used over and over and over again. But they become part of the full load bearing plane that goes all the way to the main level. So yes, we install a new knee wall that's underneath the beam. Once we get everything else tied in, we kind of stitch that in around the perimeter of the house once everything is fully in the dry.
And does the process that you're talking about accelerate? Is it speed up the building a new floor?
I wouldn't say that it accelerates it, but it puts it at a normal pace for the way that these processes usually go. So, you know, typically the actual process might be faster originally only because it has to be. So, you know, in the old way that people do it, you rip the roof off and you frame back as fast as possible. That means that you have a 20-man crew out there framing really fast. And a lot of things have to happen quickly where, you know, there's a lot of risk involved with that. Somebody's going to step through the ceiling. Somebody's going to get hurt.
I need to interrupt you here, Ben. We're going into break. I want to talk about that when we come back, as well as some of the side benefits that you and I discussed in this. And one of which is not having to live with your in-laws.
Yep.
You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston on the line with Ben Strout. We'll be right back.
You're in business to make money. At United Bank, we're in business to help you manage it. We offer a full line of financial solutions, including business credit cards, business checking, merchant services, and more. We'll work with you to create a bundle of services that fits your business needs. Learn more about how we can help your business grow at unitedbank.com/cam. Member FDIC, credit card subject to credit approval.
Customer service never goes out of style. In fact, I think it's safe to say that customer service is more valuable and more important now more than ever. Hi, this is Cam Marston. One thing that my over 200 episodes of What's Working has taught me is how important customer service is to building and maintaining a thriving business. It's the growing need for customer service that's led me to partner with one of the state's leading customer service trainers to create our program called Delivering 5-Star Customer Service. Your team will get one 90-minute training session per month for 6 consecutive months. Each session builds on the skills learned the previous month, allowing your customer-facing teams to practice before moving on to the next lesson. And the 6 lessons address everything from appearance to electronic communications to conflict resolution to maintaining a service mindset. Our program travels and is delivered in person at your workplace, nothing virtual. You simply can't practice the level of the skills this course teaches virtually. For more information, email me, cam@cammarston.com, and let's schedule a time to talk. Remember, you have less to fear from outside competition than you do from discourtesy and bad service from inside your own company. Again, email me, cam at cammarsden.com, and let's talk about your business. Ben Stroud is an architect. He's on the line with me. And folks, he's on to something. And am I a builder? Am I in his world? No. But gosh, the opportunity that this product creates is obvious, even to a dense guy like me. His business is called Another Story. They have patents on products that are designed to allow you to build the second floor onto your home without removing the roof. Ben, prior to the break, we were talking a little bit about the technology that you guys have created. Let's talk a little bit about the side benefits to it. So you don't have to take the roof off while the second floor is being added. Go through with me the list of benefits to this.
So the side benefits of this are almost, I would say they're better than the primary benefits. So the side benefit, it's kind of like how Viagra used to be a heart medication,
right?
Originally.
Yes.
You know, it's like the side benefit is you don't have to move out.
Right.
You don't have to move in with your in-laws. You don't have to be displaced. You don't have to pay for all of the moving costs related to your typical massive renovation addition scenario. We build this entire second story up above your house, almost as if it's a whole new house sitting on top of your house. And in the last 2 weeks, we popped the staircase in and all of a sudden you have a brand new second story. You haven't been displaced. Your life hasn't been in disarray. Life has continued as usual for you until the day that we pop the staircase in, and then voila, you have a new second story.
And you're living in the house, or your customers are living in this house. Is it possible that they're living in the house during this time? Of course, it's going to be perhaps noisy, but you compare noisy with having to find a new place to live or a new place to rent, or like you said, moving all your gear out of the house for fear of rain getting on it. Can you live in it while it's happening?
You can absolutely live in it while it's happening. And, you know, one of the benefits too is, you know, the way that our system works is that we actually have an air gap between the new floor system and the old ceiling system that is a pretty good auditory gap. So you don't have that noise translation that you typically have with somebody stomping around on the second floor. You're not going to hear your kids running around up top when we're all done, actually. And it actually helps during the construction process because we don't actually take the old insulation out. There's no reason to. We leave all of that in place and we allow, you know, that to act as a buffer between the final inhabitants and between the framing and everything that's going on up there as well.
What do you see happening, Ben? Let's talk about the technology. The innovation is remarkable. And I'm glowing about your idea here because, like I said, I've lived through this. There are many people out there that have lived through this. But tell me what's going to happen with this idea, with this product, with your system. What do you see happening?
I see it becoming ubiquitous. And honestly, one of the things that I see happening is once insurance companies see how much safer this is, that it will be mandated.
No kidding. Define safer. Is it safer because due to the protection of the interior of the home? Is it safer?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You think about how much it costs to get a builder's risk on a house when you're taking the roof off. So, you know, a builder's risk policy is, you know, one where, you know, they're taking the liability related to what could happen while you take the roof off of the house. And you may or may not even be able to get a policy for your traditional second story addition scenario because of the risk that's involved. This does not have that same risk where there's never a day when your house is exposed to the elements. So, I mean, maybe it will be mandated. I would like to see it be mandated just because I've done it the wrong way. And now that there is a right way to do it, there's no reason to do it the wrong way anymore.
What about homeowners insurance? Have you had any pushback on homeowners policies when the homeowner underwriter looks at this and says, I don't know, this is kind of non-traditional. I don't know if that second floor is really connected well to the first floor. Have you had any pushback like that?
I haven't had any pushback from any insurance yet. Again, it's people, the final product doesn't look any different than your normal second story scenario. And it practically doesn't function any different. You know, you keep going, you know, this is the way that they've always done it. And my retort to that is always when anybody ever says that, you know, this is the way they've always done it, I was like, yeah, they didn't put wheels on luggage until the 1980s.
It's a good point. Like, yeah. You said that to me in our call. A very good point. Yeah. And I was convinced for the longest time that the only reason my parents had children was to carry their luggage from time to time. That's what we were 100%. There for. Yeah, the wheels on the luggage. And every now and then you see, and I was in the airport yesterday coming back from Naples. Every now and then you see somebody carrying a piece of luggage and you think, you know, there are solutions to that now. And that's kind of what you've created is a solution to that.
Yep.
So you and your partner, your business partner, Joshua Dean, you're in the building community in the Birmingham area, and you're going to other builders. You're saying, "Hey, man, I got a new way." What's the reaction to that?
I had one of my favorite reactions from an older contractor. I don't really know exactly his age, probably 65, and he's actually bidding one of the projects we're looking at right now, and when I showed him the system at first, he was like, I don't know, you know, old dog, new trick kind of situation. And then there was this light that came on in his eyes and he's like, hold on a second. This kid figured something out.
Really?
He's like, and by the end, he's like, man, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Oh, so he saw the business opportunity. He saw the potential for selling this versus doing it for his customers, huh?
Yeah. Well, that, and he's like, man, I've done it the old way a bunch of times. This sounds better. This is better. I was like, yeah, I know.
Are your sales right now going person to person, like what you just described to me? Are you investing in, I don't know, magazine ads for builder trade publications? How are you getting the word out? Or are you kind of on your heels? You need some more time. You got to get the patents in place or whatever. Tell me about that.
Everything we're doing is organic at this point, just to keep it. We're trying to keep it where it's not exploding, because I think, you know, if we poured gasoline on this with a bunch of marketing, we could make it explode if we wanted to.
Yeah.
We've done some tests to see how well it was going to do, and we've had some pretty good response to it. We want to make sure that all of the systems are in place. We want to be the hub for the designs and the implementation of this system nationally. And so we'll be working with different contractors, everywhere, but we will be the kind of design central station for the products that are going out, so we can maintain quality control and safety of what we're creating.
Tell me what that means. You want to be the design central of that. That means a customer in Ohio, whether he or she be the contractor or the homeowner, still has to get their designs through you in order for you to maintain the integrity of what this product can do. Is that correct?
That's the way we're doing it at this point. I think, as this thing scales, we will bring on partner architects nationally. But right now, the way that technology works and the way that our system works, we're able to the way that we do most of our architecture now is through Zoom and remotely. We have a bunch of different apps that we use that allow us to scan properties really easily. And so it's not much different doing a project in Birmingham than it is to do one in Atlanta or in, you know, Washington, D.C. or Washington State.
Sure.
Most of the interaction is remote, and until we get to a volume where it's like, you know what, this is too much and we need to bring on other architects to do it, It really doesn't make sense for us to not maintain, you know, design control and aesthetic control of what another story stands for.
Yeah, you don't want some builder out there making a mistake and then blaming it on the new technology that they were sold by you, or blaming it on the pressure from the homeowner to use this new technology. Is that
exactly
you're
that? And we have a certification process that we are creating for contractors that allows them to understand exactly how to do this thing.
Yeah.
And us being kind of Grand Central Station for that allows us to maintain quality control for that.
What about the items, the jacks themselves? You have they're made of a heavy duty, what it looked like steel from what you were showing me on the Zoom call we had. Are you able to get enough of those produced? How many do you use per house?
They're usually about 12 to 16 of them per house, depending on the size of the house.
Yeah.
We can get as many as we need. And one of the things that I love about those is they're actually produced in the United States. We actually have a partnership with a company that's in South Dakota, and just a great little fab shop that has plenty of capacity to do everything that we want to do. And I like that they're produced in the United States.
Sure. And I know they're looking at this thing going, I think this guy's onto something. We're ready for the big orders. We'll be happy to make 50 of them, but we'd rather make 5,000 or 50,000.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think here's my hypothesis, and I don't know anything, but this is going to change the way people look at their own neighborhood and say, I want to stay here. And we can, because we can stay in the house while it's being renovated. I think this has implications for people where they choose to live. Let's talk about that when we get back. Ben Stroud is on the line with me. He's got a tiger by the tail. We'll be right back.
This is Trey Langus with Transworld Business Advisors. You've worked for years to grow and build your business, and now you're considering an exit strategy. Selling your business can be intimidating and complex. Let our local team at Transworld Business Advisors help you. We are the largest business brokerage in the world, and I will personally and confidentially guide you through this process. I'm Trey Langus. Find me at Transworld Business Advisors or Google my name.
And his partner Joshua Dean have years of experience in residential and commercial design build projects and have successfully implemented the system in multiple homes. The primary benefit of the Another Story system is that it allows homeowners to stay in their home during construction, avoiding the inconvenience of having to move themselves and their belongings. One of the key things of this thing, Ben, but I feel like there's another component of this that people will begin to imagine. When I lived in Charlotte, my wife and I, we had, I'm not going to get into the weeds here, but we had a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old. She gave birth to newborn twins, and we realized we needed space. Ultimately, we ended up moving home to Mobile, where our family helped us care for those young children at the time. But if we had chosen to stay in Charlotte, she and I had talked about how much we liked the neighborhood, and we didn't know if we could change the house enough while staying in it to stay in that neighborhood. Your solution would have been an answer to us, for us. However, so I think what we're talking about here is not only the convenience of the home, but this is going to have an impact on the gentrification, perhaps, of neighborhoods. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Your description of your family is my exact avatar. exactly what you just described is what happens to so many people. You know, they get into these cute little homes in these nice little post-World War II neighborhoods just outside of the city center. And it's a great place to be. It's super convenient. They're around all their friends. And then they have two more babies.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my goodness, this house is not big enough for what we're doing. And we can't figure out what we're going to do. Like, we either need to add space, which is going to require us to go and move in with our in-laws or find a place to move, or we need to move out. We need to move somewhere else. And both of those things are very costly, and they don't have to be part of the solution that that we now provide, which is the ability to go up and not be displaced during the process.
Yeah.
The other side of it is, you know, the sustainability of this situation. I'm brokenhearted to see all across, you know, Homewood, Mountain Brook, Vestavia, we are seeing houses getting just bulldozed almost daily now to put back up these mansions in their place. And they're beautiful homes, don't get me wrong. And it's, you know, I get it. It's easier for the builder to do it, start from scratch, you know, but we have this embedded, beautiful infrastructure that has gorgeous details and stuff that you really can't get anymore, that we're just throwing away. And if we want to be sustainable, if we want to be part of a movement where we're able to actually keep this beautiful architecture, you know, going on top of them to, you know, give this 100-year-old house another 100 years.
Yeah.
By adding a second story on it.
What an interesting way of putting it. We're going to take this 100-year-old house and make it viable for another 100 years due to adding the other floor on top of it. I think that's a great way to say it. I'm curious about you. Let's talk about you for a minute. You're a curious, creative guy. Do you think you're going to be happy managing the growth of another story versus creating new inventions or new ways to use old tools?
That is a very good question. And it's actually something that I'm working on right now. We've been interviewing a co-CEO for my company to help me with more of the managerial side of the thing, because I'm definitely more on the ADD.
Yeah.
All over the place, coming up with new ideas. So we are actually actively interviewing for kind of the integrator position at the company to honestly keep me focused enough to keep this thing going in the right direction.
Do you see challenges in the current system, the Another Story system, that your mind is racing for the invention that will solve this new challenge?
I think there's always, right now, I think the challenge is just getting the word out there. Once the word is out there, I think the challenge will be volume and systematizing the delivery of the designs. But we're getting closer on all of those fronts every day, and we're coming up with really good solutions. I think that's one thing that's really fun about what we're doing is, you know, while it is a custom design for your home, the footprint of the house is already fixed. And yeah. So it's really good to have like that fixed parameter that you're working with. And then you say, you know, stylistically, what kind of house do you like? Do you want a Tudor? Do you want, you know, French, you know, colonial? Or do you want some other style house? The second story really does dictate what type of house it is. You can take a bungalow and make it into a mid-century modern just by the roof lines that you create.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it really becomes like a mix and match, and you really get the opportunity to take your house to the next level and then also not create something that's off-putting for the rest of the neighborhood.
And your design, what you will offer is, if the customer says, we want something mid-century modern, you're able to say, we can take your one story and through our talents and architectural techniques, et cetera, and change it into that mid-century modern as we add that second floor. You can almost, you know, it's like building a pizza. You yep. want your pizza with these ingredients, we can do that for you.
Absolutely. And that, I love that reality of the situation. Like, we have the ability to take any stylistically, you know, any typology that you have and convert it to another one in the process of adding the second story.
Have you invented other things before? You seem to be a guy that would never, that doesn't sit idle very well. Has your busy attention been focused towards invention prior to this?
Yeah. And I have lots of little ideas all the time. I think as an architect, you're primarily a problem solver. Actually, one of my favorite inventions that I use in my house, like daily still, I call it solo dual. And it's a way that I have a loop going through a freezer in my basement, and I click a button in my shower, and it sends water that's 38 degrees into my shower, and it gives you an ice shower instantaneously.
And I guess there are people out there that want that.
It's a little sadistic, I know, but it really, like, you don't need a cup of coffee. You're awake.
Oh my gosh, you remind me of this Chris Hemsworth thing that I saw not long ago about the value of extreme changes in temperature that ward off disease. Amazing. You're a disciple of that, huh?
I really am. Have you ever heard of Wim Hof?
No.
Okay, so they call him the Iceman, and he's kind of the founder of this whole movement. But look up Wim Hof breathing and ice exposure, cold exposure. Like, he hiked Mount Everest in shorts and a t-shirt.
Sure. Why not? He's probably not out on the speaking circuit getting $50,000 a speech. And yeah.
Yep.
And then did it next year. He did it backwards with his eyes closed. So he raised his fees to $65 per speech. Yeah. So you said, I need a cold shower more so than just the cold water on by itself. I need what comes out of the freezer temperature. So I can wire this thing somehow, plumb it, wire it, turn it on and off so that it can, it can visit me in my shower when I call for it.
It's awesome. Like, it's kind of like one of those key fobs, like you have to lock your car door, but you just click the button. It turns on these solenoids that send a loop through this freezer, and the freezer's already got the iced water pipe inside of it, and it just sends it up to my shower. And I can do it for like 3 minutes, and that's enough.
3 minutes. That's all you need. The Chris Hemsworth thing I saw said all you need is 30 seconds. And all I do is put it on the cold, right? Not ice water, cold for 30 seconds. And I'm counting quickly. They are less than seconds what I'm counting.
Yeah,
impressive. You know, you've given us a peek into yourself, Ben. That is both, I think we're impressed by your creativity, your ability to take concept into design and now into marketplace. And you've given us a peek into yourself that also frightens each of us a little bit, that he loves a 3-minute ice shower once a day or however frequent it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do. And it's a little sadistic, but, you know, we all have our ways of coping.
Let's get back to the another story idea. By the way, fascinating stuff. I worry for you. Let's get back to the other another story stuff. We're running up towards the close of the segment. What's next?
Next is anybody who has what you just described, the scenario where they're living in a neneighborhood. They love the neighborhood. They love their neighbors. They don't want to move out. It's a great neighborhood. And they've run out of space. Like, they need to call us. They can get online. They can sign up for a free 15-minute phone call with me or one of my salespeople. And if you go to anotherstory.com, I know you're going to ask me.
Yeah, I want you to tell. I want people to know where to find you. This is so dang cool. Anotherstory.com.
Anotherstory.com. And just check us out there. You can see how the system works. You can see one of our clients. The client that is at the top of the page of the homepage is really... It's a moving story. If you watch that story, you'll understand the why behind a lot of what we're doing, and we would love to help.
Yeah.
I want this to be out there for as many people as possible to get the space that they want, and for families to be able to do it in a safe way that doesn't have to disrupt their life.
And you're taking orders right now.
Absolutely.
Chris, I'm thinking of Hemsworth. Ben Stout is an architect, a general contractor, and CEO of Stroud Architecture. Folks, it's really very impressive. AnotherStory.com. I'll be proud to say I knew him when. We'll be back in a moment with segment 5 and the recap. Be right back.
You're in business to make money. At United Bank, we're in business to help you manage it. We offer a full line of financial solutions, including business credit cards, business checking, merchant services, and more. We'll work with you to create a bundle of services that fits your business needs. Learn more about how we can help your business grow at unitedbank.com/cam. Member FDIC, credit card subject to credit approval.
pretty dang cool, huh? I didn't ask him this, but it sounds like he's almost building the addition top down. And if you see the, if you go to the site, anotherstory.com, and you see the time-lapse photography, it's obviously not being built top down. But that's almost the concept, is that we are putting the roof on over the roof before we pull up the roof. And like he said, it would seem to be obvious. It would seem to have been an obvious solution. But I guess, you know, we all get into grooves, both as individuals as well as into organizations. We all get into grooves with the attitude of this is the way we do it. This is the way it's always been done. We can't think of a new way to do it. And then somebody comes along and says, well, how about this? And the initial skepticism and pushback. I remember reading something a while back about the first Kontine franchises of any sort were proposed in the United States. The whole concept of a franchise was initially not welcomed, particularly in the halls of Congress. And they said, this is not appropriate. We can't do it. We've never done it this way before. And finally, somebody said, no, you know, it's a good idea. We're essentially taking a lot of the unknowns out for the franchisees and allowing these businesses to flourish by removing the unknowns and giving them what we know works. And ultimately, in a period of time, the franchise concept was embraced by the United States and now, as we know, does very well. Franchise organizations all over the place. It's a reliable source of whatever it is that we're buying due to the franchise guarantee. And what I think Ben is on is something very similar. And there's pushback, there's skepticism, there's this can't be true. And then upon scratching the surface a little bit, we see what's inside and go, well, you know what? Maybe we've been in a rut of thinking and we've just been knocked out of that rut and we have to face it. And I truly do believe, and this is what he and I spoke about in the segment four, I truly do believe it will impact neighborhoods as much as it will homeowners. It will impact sections of town as much as it will the individuals that are choosing to do this. Anyway, man, that's the cool part about this radio show is that I get to get people like him on the phone and talk to him and hear about his concept. And you know, I'm going to be following this. I'm invested. I emotionally invested, and I'll be following this, eager to see his success as it moves along. And like I said, eager to say I knew him when, and maybe a year, 2 years down the road, we'll put him back on the show and say, hey, man, tell me what's going on. Take me through the story since you and I last talked. It's so dang cool. So we'll wrap it up here. Coming to the close, I wanted to tell you a little bit about some work that I did the other day. And if you're interested in this, I'd love to talk to you about it. I just got back from Naples last night. There's a group of people there that are struggling to hire and retain a particular type of employee. And specifically, it's the under 35-year-old. They want to hire these people and groom them into their workplace, teach them their culture, teach them themselves so that these new hires have kind of grown up in the organization. Each one of these organizations is rapidly growing. It's a property and casualty company based out of Wisconsin. They asked me and I to come down there, and I did a 3.5-hour workshop on what we know about the desires of young employees in the workplace today, how to recruit them and retain them. It was very interactive. It was very well received. I knew it went well because I left exhausted and gave them some ideas. These 100 people in the room, some ideas. If you're looking for anything like that, go to cammarston.com. Take a look at some of the seminar work we do. I steal ideas from the interviews on what's working. I steal ideas. I incorporate them into the workshops, and I bring those workshops across the nations as needed. And I would be delighted to talk to you about your needs if that's something you're interested in. We'll wrap it up. Find me on social media, Cam Marston. You'll find me on Facebook. That's where I normally operate. It's reflective of my age, quite frankly. But we do have a presence on Instagram. We do have a presence on Twitter. I do have a presence on on TikTok, though I don't use it very much. I can't tick nor talk very well. The show is brought to you by John Thompson with Ion Productions. And every time I say that, as you know, is the day that he can't drink beer on the north side of Horn Island because he's editing out my ands, my ums, my you knows, essentially boosting my IQ point by 8 or 10 points. We'll have another show next week. Have a good week, everybody.